Hello again there, folks. So last night I spent 3.5 hours, or it could be longer, watching the Martin Scorsese movie, The Irishman, from last year. So I thought I would just put the microphone on and do a little podcast about it. I haven't got any script or anything. I'll just do an off-the-cuff one. I've got a few notes, because I do think it was an interesting movie, and it's certainly a good way to spend lockdown. It really is, like 3 hours and 45 minutes. And I watched a couple of the other channels on YouTube, and they did these reviews of it, and I thought that was all fair enough. They were a little bit too technical for me, but the first thing is, it's Martin Scorsese. It's directed by Martin Scorsese. It's got Robert De Niro, Joe Pesci, Harvey Keitel, Al Pacino, and what I knew about the movie, I knew it was like a gangster movie, and I knew they'd all had this digital de-aging thing, which it works and kind of doesn't work, but I'll get into that. And it's set mainly in the 50s and 60s, and in as far as American gangster movies are concerned, it's this mythical time of Jimmy Hoffa, the unions, the mob using the Teamsters as their own private bank, and then the Kennedys come in and the Kennedys turn on them and go after everybody. And in this reading, and of course it is a myth, and I noticed just browsing the Wikipedia page that even in the reading and the script of this, people were arguing about what was true and what wasn't true. This is one of the, it's rife with conspiracy theories. Of course, Jimmy Hoffa actually, that's what this gets into. So Al Pacino is Jimmy Hoffa, and he disappears. Or in this reading, he's shot by Robert De Niro. And then you've also, in this world that they've created here, the Kennedys get whacked by the mob. So it wasn't the deep state or the military industrial complex or the central bankers or the you-know-whos. In this version of the retelling of this 50s and 60s myth of America, it was the mob that took out the Kennedys, because the Kennedys were going after the mob. And so there's so many interesting strands to get into. And I noticed that some of the other channels were talking about how The Irishman is an inversion of Goodfellas. And that's the thing. When I watched it, I was thinking, this is kind of like Goodfellas, but with all of the energy and dynamism and aggression sort of sucked out of it. And the problem that you have when you go into this is that you know they're all very old now, and they've had to have this digital de-aging done on them to make them look young. And it kind of works and it kind of doesn't. I mean, Robert De Niro beats somebody up on a street, and it's obvious he is an old man. He's moving like an old man. If you look at the way he beats people up in Goodfellas, it's savage. And they try to do that again here, but he can barely get his foot off the ground. So even with the CGI face, it's a bit of a giveaway. But on a deeper level, it does work, because the other YouTubers, what they're pointing out, they are right. It is an inversion of Goodfellas, and the fact that they are all old is a major part of the story, and you see it from the perspective of Robert De Niro, who was a mob hitman and friend of Jimmy Hoffa, and he's all alone in an old people's home retelling the story. And somebody's pointed out on YouTube as well that the famous camera shot, the tracking shot of Goodfellas when they're going into the restaurant, and it's full of life and full of energy. They're like rock stars. In Goodfellas, the gangsters are like rock stars up until the end when they get their comeuppance. But in this one, it's the other way around. In this one, the gangsters are they're kind of dull and they're kind of boring. So it is like the anti-Goodfellas. But what people haven't picked up on as much is that the only character in The Irishman who is like the kind of people in Goodfellas is Al Pacino's Jimmy Hoffa. He's loud, he's funny, he's witty, he fills up the screen, whereas Joe Pesci and Robert De Niro and the Italian mobsters are all kind of bland, and they're sort of cowardly as well, where they're scheming in the background, they're not very charismatic, and really, they're just scum. And so this is the complete opposite, whereas Al Pacino he fills up the screen and he's big, and he's also like this idealist where, I mean, he was corrupt, he goes to jail, but he still does love his union. But what's more impressive again is that he actually, basically, he tells all of the mobsters to go fuck themselves, and he tells them that again and again and again, even when he's told, you're gone too far. It is what it is. You're going to end up in a grave. We're going to come after you. And he doesn't care because it's as if he's a bigger man. He's a better man than all of these sneaking, scheming little mobsters in the background. This is the opposite, of course, in something like Goodfellas. You'll see that it's the cops, mainly. The cops and the feds are all these dry bureaucrats who don't have any feelings or emotion. They're just these dead souls, these schlubs, these 9-to-5ers. And in The Irishman, it's the opposite. In The Irishman, it's the mob who are these kind of sad, pragmatic, unidealistic losers. And, of course, the Robert De Niro eventually becomes best friends with Hoffa. And he, in the end, when Hoffa is led into a house, so the famous disappearance of Hoffa, which happened in real life, in this retelling of the myth, it was because somebody that he trusted led him to a house and then shot him twice in the back of the head. And so it's this, and De Niro's character is this kind of bland, unfeeling, boring psycho, and he's the one that betrays the man who placed the big man. Well, he's not physically big, but he's loud and he's charismatic and he's funny, and he's done in by this rat, this backstabber Hoffa places all of his trust on him, and then he's bumped off by the person he placed that trust in. And it's funny to see that at the end of the movie, De Niro is just this broken down, lonely bum, and it's the complete inversion of of Goodfellas, where you've it's full of energy, it's full of life, and at the end of Irishman, it's you have to ask yourself, was it all worth it? Or how can he sleep at night? And the reason I like Scorsese movies is because he understands men. I mean, it goes without saying that The Irishman is a movie without any shred of political correctness in it whatsoever, and that's probably why it's on Netflix a lot. Well, I don't know. It is strange because I think it was mainly the length of it was too much for the cinemas. But at any rate, I think if you were an upcoming director, you'd probably never get something like this made. Scorsese can probably make whatever he wants. But when you compare it to what else is out there today, it is refreshing to see a movie which is dealing with men as they are. And the reason why I loved something like Goodfellas or Casino or so many other Scorsese movies is that he does understand men. He understands the loud sort of patter, the bullshit, the showing off, the ruthlessness, and the emotional drama. And it's rare you see that in movies these days, and The Irishman does that quite nicely. But for me, the focus was on the idea that, unlike in Goodfellas, where you've got all of the gangsters are charismatic and you want to be them. In this one, it's Jimmy Hoffa, it's Al Pacino. He's the man that you want to have a beer with, and all of the mobsters just seem like complete scumbags. They're not romanticised whatsoever. And the fact that, I mean, Joe Pesci looks like a shriveled prune in this. Joe Pesci looks ridiculously old and frail. And I think I can see why, because it seemed, I put off watching this. I mean, I don't have any streaming services or anything like that, so I'm always late to these things. But I thought, well, this is like the last hurrah. It's kind of sad that Scorsese's rounding up the boys for one last shootout, one last gangster movie. And it's kind of pathetic that they had to use the de-aging stuff. But this is why it works as well. It's because he's demystifying his own creations of the past. But and he's saying, in actual fact, the big man, the man who fills up the room, is the man who's been bumped off by the mobsters. And it's sort of makes you reevaluate how you look at mobsters and the way that somebody like Scorsese romanticized violence and gangsters. I mean, Goodfellas was the worst because when I was a boy and I watched Goodfellas, you wanted to be a gangster, and they literally say that at the start. And here you see that you don't. Here they really do just look like scumbags, and it's part of growing older as well, where you actually, when you think about the role of the mobster in Hollywood, and you think of how does that fit actually? How do you look at it from where does the mob fit in to a dissident right perspective? Because you can say that they are these, at least in Goodfellas, not in The Irishman, but you can say that they are these alphas who don't play by the rules. And that, by the way, it wasn't just the Italians, there was another group as well who was heavily involved. But they, in this case, they are this sort of, they have this kind of will to power ethic where they are just going to take from the society and not play by the society's rules. But from my perspective now, they're just like parasites. And you can see in certain groups which have been imported to the West that just like when these groups went to America, they behave like that now. There's nothing particularly romantic about certain groups, which you've got to be careful on YouTube these days, which have been imported into into Europe, into America, into Britain. And you can see that there's nothing particularly romantic or admirable about them. Think of some inner city youth gang or you know, other ethnicities. And they're kind of bullying the locals, and they've got a network of shady dealings, and so every now and then someone will get bummed off. That's actually the reality of it. And I think that was the reality of the mob, which has been romanticised by Hollywood. And here, Scorsese is completely demystifying it and actually saying the admirable man, in this case Jimmy Hoffa, was the one that the mob, these cowards, done in, because he was standing up to them by himself. I mean, in this movie, by himself, standing up to these, what are, at the end of the day, parasites. And so they're this parasitic organisation or a network on a society. And so you come full circle, and you think, if I was to watch Goodfellas today, I'd probably like the feds making their lives hell. I'd probably enjoy seeing the system. Casino is like that as well, because Casino actually, in Casino, you've actually got rednecks who stand up for themselves against the greasy, as they call them, these grease balls and goombas who come into Las Vegas, and the rednecks actually stand up for themselves, and they use all kind of racially charged language because things weren't as politically correct. It was quite hardcore back then, and so my sympathies would definitely be on the side of order and civilization, and not these bums who are bullying people and doing prostitution, getting people hooked on drugs. I mean, there's a scene in this where Robert, there's a gangster who's himself like a crazy bastard, And De Niro goes into the restaurant and like shoots him in the face in front of his wife and kids. This is the world that they were in, and it's in Goodfellas. It would have been romanticized, and they would have had like a flashy soundtrack in the background. But in The Irishman, it's not. And De Niro's old; he can't do it properly. The blokes, it's all silent, and the blokes sort of crawling along on the ground. And I would definitely recommend this movie for that, because that's where we are, where you look back, that's the general tone of the movie, and yeah, they're all old, but that's kind of the point. Like, that's kind of the point, and it's good in that way. But by God, it's a depressing movie, and it is depressing, really depressing movie. But it's because of the bad choices that he makes in his life. There's a metaphor as well, where there's Germans, he's in the war. And he gets two German soldiers to dig their own grave, and he asks the question, like, why they know they're gonna get shot, but why do they keep digging the grave, like, they're deep down in the hole? Why are they keep digging it when they know they're gonna get shot anyway? And so it's this metaphor for De Niro's character throughout this movie, is that he is getting further and further into this. But the fact is, he just doesn't have the guts to get himself out of it. And there's a lot of food for thought. And it is, like I say, it is really refreshing to just see a movie, which is a kind of study on men, warts and all, as they really are. So I mean, if you're looking for something to watch on quarantine, you can do a lot worse than The Irishman. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.